Mr. Little. Mr. Little, a manufacturer who lived on the outskirts of Paris, died a horrible death in April of 1864. A vat of boiling varnish caught fire, and in the blink of an eye, his body was covered with flaming matter. He knew right away that he was lost. Alone with a young apprentice in the shop at the time, he had enough strength to reach his home more than 200 yards away. By the time he could be given first aid, shreds of charred flesh were falling off, and the bones on part of his body and face were exposed. He survived for 12 hours in excruciating suffering. Despite it all, he kept his presence of mind up to the last moment and put his affairs in order with perfect lucidity. Throughout the cruel agony, no one heard him utter one single groan, one single murmur. He died praying to God. He was a most honorable man of a gentle and benevolent character, loved and cherished by all those who knew him. He had enthusiastically embraced the Spiritist ideas, though without much reflection. For this reason, and being somewhat of a medium himself, he was the target of several deceptions. Nevertheless, his faith did not weaken as a result. In certain cases, his trust in what the spirits said to him verged on naivety. Upon being evoked at the Parisian Society on April 29, 1864, a few days after his death and still under the influence of a terrible scene in which he had been a victim, he provided the following communication. Profound sadness oppresses me. I am still aghast at my tragic death, and I feel like I am under the executioner's axe. How I suffered. Oh, how I suffered. I'm trembling all over. It seems like I can still smell the fetid odor that my burnt flesh casts around me. An agony of 12 hours that you, O guilty spirit, endured. It has suffered without complaining, and so God will give me his forgiveness. Oh, my dear wife, do not cry over me any longer. My pain will soon abate. I am no longer suffering physically, but the remembrance is the same as the reality. My knowledge of spiritism is helping me a great deal, and I can now see without such a sweet belief, I would have remained in delirium into which I cast by the horrible death. However, I have a consoling spirit who hasn't left me since I breathed my last. I was still able to speak. When I saw him already at my side, I thought that a reflection of my pain was making me delirious and causing me to see ghosts. But no, it was my guardian angel, who silently and quietly consoled my heart. As soon as I left the earth behind, he said, "Come, my son, greet the new day." Then I breathed more easily, believing I had left a horrifying nightmare. I talked about my beloved wife, that courageous child who had devoted herself to me. He said, "They are all on earth, whereas you, my son, are with us." I went looking for my house. My angel let me re-enter in his company. I saw everyone bathed in tears. Sadness and mourning had invaded that once peaceful dwelling. I couldn't handle the scene of such a painful spectacle any longer, and all emotional, I said to my guide, "Oh, my good angel, let's get out of here." "Yes, let us leave," he responded, "and seek repose." Since then, I have suffered less, and if I didn't see my wife so inconsolable and my friends so sad, I would almost be happy. My good guide, my dear angel, told me why I had experienced such a terrible death. "And for your instruction, my children, I want to confess something to you. 2 centuries ago, I ordered a young girl, as innocent as one could be, at the age of about 12 to 14 years old, to be burned at the stake. What was she accused of? Alas, for having been the accomplice of a conspiracy against the policy of the clergy. At the time, I was an Italian judge of the Inquisition, and since the executioners didn't dare touch the body of the poor child, I myself was both judge and executioner. Oh, justice, God's justice, how great you are! I have yielded to you. I had promised so much not to waver on the day of the struggle that I had the strength to keep my commitment. I did not complain, and you have forgiven me. Oh, my God, but when will the remembrance of my poor innocent victim be erased from my memory? Is it this which causes me to suffer? She must forgive me too. Oh, you children of the new doctrine, you sometimes say, we cannot remember what we did previously, and that is why we cannot avoid the evils to which we expose ourselves. It is due to our forgetfulness of the past. Oh, my brothers, praise God. For if he were here to allow you to have such remembrance, there would be no respite for you while on earth. Constantly assailed by shame and remorse, could you enjoy a moment of peace? Forgetfulness is a blessing. Remembrance is here is a torture. In just a few more days, and as recompense for the resignation which I bore my suffering, God shall grant me the forgetfulness of my wrong. That is what my good angel has just promised me. Mr. Little's character during this last incarnation demonstrates how much his spirit has improved itself. His conduct was the result of his repentance and the good resolutions he had made beforehand, but that was not sufficient. He had to crown his resolutions with a great act of expiation. He had to bear as a man the torture that he had inflicted on another. In such a terrible circumstance, resignation was for him his greatest trial, and fortunately he did not fail it. His understanding of Spiritism undoubtedly contributed greatly to sustaining his courage due to the sincere faith that it had given him in the future. He knew that his life's sufferings are trials and expiations, and he had resignedly submitted to them by saying, God is just. I have therefore deserved them.